Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
And welcome to Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I am your host, Two Griffin, sitting here in a bucket of warm cheese, because I can. And if you haven't tried it, then you are so missing out. No, this is just glorious. You may have noticed it's been a little bit longer than usual since the last Fur Affinity News. And you may have been wondering to yourself, what the hell happened? Did Two eat a poisoned baby? Did he finally take the short bus to Crazy Town? Or did he start jerking off and just decide never to stop again? The fact is, I wound up having just a little bit of unexpected heart surgery a couple of weeks ago, and I've been recovering since then. Thanks to everyone who's written in to wish me well. Your letters really did help me feel better. I'm doing a lot better now and getting back to my routine, and I apologize for the delay of the show. I have to say, the staff here at FAN, in other words me, really likes reporting the news to you nice furries out there. We spend every single waking moment of every day spinning about the next time we'll be able to bring more news to you because we love it more than Elvis loved gravy. Unfortunately, news isn't always good, and this week we do have some of the bad kind. To start off on the upside of things, though, I'm sure many of you have heard about the bushfires in Australia. Well, they've officially become Australia's worst natural disaster in history. Almost 4,000 people have lost their homes, 200 people have died, and the fires are still burning. And right about now, you're probably thinking, well, how's this the upside, you dick? Well, now comes the good part. You see, the same group of furries who run Midfur X down in Australia organized a charity auction. Over 50 artists donated work, and furry events were held all over the country to raise money to help the victims, some of them furries, of these destructive fires. The event wound up bringing in almost $6,000. In American money, that's almost $45. Among the top-selling pieces of art were a picture by Blotch that went for $800 and one by Dragonair that sold for around $600. I, for one, am very happy and proud to see furries doing something like this to help out not just the furry community, but people in general. Congratulations on the success of your fundraiser, guys. You've definitely scored a few points for the furry fandom. And now, a bit of sad news to report. As of a few weeks ago, the furry fandom is short one dragon. Furp the Dragon, also known in some places as Fire Pyro, was killed in a traffic accident last month. The news was reported in the High Desert Star newspaper saying, U.S. Navy veteran Patrick Reed died in a motorcycle accident Wednesday on 29 Palms Highway at Indian Cove Road. According to the San Bernardino County Coroner, Reed, a 29-year-old resident of 29 Palms, was driving his motorcycle at about 5:52 p.m. eastbound on 29 Palms Highway when a vehicle driven by Jason Robert Reyna, also of 29 Palms, turned in front of him. Reed struck the vehicle at approximately 65 miles an hour and was ejected from his motorcycle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. For those of you who would like to share your memories of FERP, a memorial live journal has been set up by Uncle Kage for just that purpose. It's at community.livejournal.com/remember_FERP. So here's a question for you. How do you take the art of drawing furry pictures and make it even more entertaining? It's impossible, right? It can't be done. It's just like Madeleine Albright's face. Not even God could improve it, right? Well, there are a few artists out there who might disagree, and they're trying their best to make the experience of furry art even more enjoyable. How are they doing it? By streaming the creation of the art live on the internet. It seems to be a quickly growing trend among furry artists at the moment. Some of our own fur affinity artists have started using a site called Ustream to add an extra dimension to their furry art. By setting up a live video stream connected directly to their computers, an audience can tune in and watch the artists create the new additions to their portfolio as they're created. The watchers can even join in a chat channel with other watchers and talk to each other and even the artist. So if you're interested in knowing more about furry art, learning new techniques, or just want to keep up with your favorite artist, this is a great activity to take part in. Some of the artists who started regularly Ustreaming their art creations are Kipper and Lizard Beth. However, a lot of artists who use Ustream don't exactly have regularly scheduled shows. Generally, they'll announce when they're going to stream in their journals, but if you don't keep a close eye, you could miss it. So keep a watch on your favorite artists to see when they're going to stream. Hell, you might even want to encourage them to start using Ustream if they don't already. In convention news, well, the mystery is over, and Furry Fiesta in Dallas, Texas has joined the glorious line of conventions in the furry world. Resistance was futile, and they have added their distinctiveness to our own. While there wasn't much information on their site about money they raised for charity, number of attendees, art show figures, or... Okay, there wasn't any information about the past event. But the buzz in the chat rooms and journals from furries who attended the event seemed to suggest that it was quite an enjoyable little soiree. What the heck is a soiree? I don't know. But it was a soiree with fur on it, and that's all that matters, damn it. That, and it was apparently quite fun. So if you're in the local area and you decided to skip out this year, you might want to consider checking it out in February 2009. The furs who went this year certainly weren't sorry they did. For more information on Furry Fiesta, go to furryafiesta.org. And, oh, what is this we have over here? It looks like... But it couldn't be. Why, it is. By the jiggly butt flap of Aphrodite, it's the rarely seen and very elusive Eurofurrents registration opening. Shh, be very quiet or it might run away. That's right, folks, Eurofurrents has opened their registration for 2009. And let me tell you, there are no guarantees here, folks. If you blank, you're likely gonna miss it. Eurofurrents is, in many people's opinions, including the staff of FAN, in other words, me, the hands-down best furry convention on the planet. Registration for last year's event sold out in less than 12 hours. This thing is like a free bucket of hot wings in a trailer park. Registration for this event is a bit more expensive than what you might be used to. However, that registration fee also pays for your hotel room for the entire 4-day event. And let me tell you, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere in the area. So if you're planning to attend Eurofurrents this year, I highly recommend you go to their site at eurofurrents.org and sign up soon. But before all that happens, you might want to grab your best safari gear and head on down south for Furry Week in Atlanta, which will take place this weekend. That's right, the largest furry convention in the South is back again with a new hotel, a new schedule, and a new reason to spend a weekend in March in Atlanta with a pile of strange people dressed as cartoon animals. It just can't get any better than that. Also, if you're fans of Matthew Ebel or Lizard Beth, then you'll be happy to know these amazing artists are the guests of honor at the event, and you'll be able to go right up to them and harass them all to pieces. Joy! On a side note, the staff of FAN, in other words, me, will also be attending the event this weekend, where I'll be performing stand-up comedy for anyone who cares to come and see the show. If you'd like to know more about what kind of shows and panels will be happening over the weekend, a schedule of events has been posted on the Furry Weekend Atlanta website at furryweekend.com, and you can go and check that out. Personally, I think it's going to be a brilliant weekend, and I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun hanging out with and performing for all you furries out there. We will be back.
Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks. Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphics comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphics comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Right, Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphics fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a tight end in no time. Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com. This week's featured artist is Bala. Okay, folks, we're not just talking furry art here. We're talking furry paintings. We're talking power levels over 9,000. We're talking your head explode. There isn't much information about the artist herself, but you don't have to have a biography to know she's been doing this for quite a long time. Her backgrounds are masterpieces by themselves. This is one of those artists I guarantee every furry will find at least one thing in her gallery that they'd kill to have hanging in a frame on their wall, especially if you like big cats. She seems partial to more realistic animal paintings, but she's not afraid to delve into the slightly cartoony here and there. I definitely see this artist as getting a Best Art Award from this show sooner or later, so you might want to familiarize yourself with her wonderful collection of work now. And now on to the mighty FAN Art Awards. The Best Music Award this week goes to Sorry by Roscoe TL. Now, I'll admit right off that I'm not generally fond of the R&B genre, but when I run across something this professional sounding, it gets my attention immediately. I would like nothing more than to fill the music awards on this show with songs that have enough talent and quality you almost couldn't believe it came from someone in our own fandom, and this song is a perfect example. I don't know about any of you, but this song instantly went into my playlist. This week's Cutesy Award goes to Snowslide by Kipper. You know, you don't often see otters sliding down a snowbank dressed in winter clothing. And you know why? Because if you did, your head would blow up and rain down little candy hearts, rainbows, and unicorn testicles. That's why. This picture is too cute for its own good, and this artist is eventually going to cause death. This week's Hot Award is called Yeah, I'm Saving a Seat by X-Spray. You know how sometimes an artist will put clothing on a character, but then it doesn't matter because they look like tennis balls stuffed into a condom and it winds up being more hot than if they didn't have any clothes on at all? Yeah, this is something like that. I hope that CD saving is for me because it's at a bar. Yeah. And I always love tasting new balls. Beers! Tasting new beers. This week's Style Award goes to Ink Blots by Maradragon. Hey, didn't this artist just win another award recently? Yes, she did. And if she keeps making pictures like this, then we'll just start having the Maradragon Award, and the winner will always be Maradragon. This picture reminds me of something out of The Ring. The damned thing is frightening. I'm not sure if there's a message in it or not, but if there is, it's probably something about shitting my pants in fear. I've rarely seen style used to convey such an atmosphere, and I think you guys will at least find it very interesting. The Comedy Award this week goes Stuck on Portal by Mitternacht. Folks, never give a bunch of dragons a portal gun, because if you do, then they'll do crazy shit and you'll have to laugh at them, and then they'll probably get mad and eat your face off. But until something like that actually happens, you can get a good look at what would probably take place by looking at this picture. I think you'll especially like it if you've been a big fan of the game Portal. This week's WTF Award goes to Tori Unbirthing Ural by Aubryn. Okay, now, seriously, who didn't know Aubryn wasn't going to win a WTF sooner or later? Who didn't? It's more inevitable than Chris Farley eating another fucking pork chop. You knew it was going to happen. In fact, I will shoot myself in the nuts if he doesn't win one of these awards on a regular basis. I don't even have to describe the title. It's all in the title. My God, don't say I didn't warn you. We have a special award this week. It's the Evil Award, and it goes to Guinea Pig by Chibi Marrow. Every now and then, a certain picture out there warrants a one-time award just because it has to win something. The first time I saw this picture, it had Evil Award written all over it, even though there wasn't such a thing as an Evil Award. So this time, oh look, suddenly there is. The picture damn near won the Best Art Award, by the way, but it's so evil, it needed its own evil category. Evil. The Best Prawn Award goes to Now I Need a Top Hat by Drake. In this place called reality, there's a certain limit to the amount of material we can stuff into our mouths. Thank goodness it's not the same way in the furry world, or we couldn't have pictures like this. Not only does it make the gods smile to see the ability to stuff this much fun into one dragon's mouth, but it also makes them smile at the idea that there could be this much something to stuff into a dragon's mouth. This picture has made the gods happy. I know, because I just texted them about it and they said so. So near. And finally, the Best Art Award this week goes to Little Muse by Dark Natasha. Dark Natasha is one of the fandom's most famous artists, but until just recently, she didn't have an FA account. Well, I'm happy to say that now she does, and this picture shows off every bit of her genius at work. If you stop by her gallery, give her a big welcome to the FA family and tell her that she's the winner of the FA and Best Art Award for this show. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. And that about wraps it up for this show. If you have any announcements about the furry world, whether it's a fur meet, a website opening, or any event relating to furry art, please send an email to 2@ranting-griffin.com. Also, remember that advertising slots are open for you furry artists and business owners out there if you want to get a commercial or two in. That's all we have for you for this show, and we will just hope that you join us again for the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip of the week is... Burrs do not have nipples! Stop doing that! See you all at FWA!